Jared was talking to a fellow dad while they were hanging out at the play area of the local Chick-fil-A, and they were talking all about how kids are weak these days.
He was like, yeah, he's like, when I was growing up, he was like, you know, kids were just tougher. He said, and he said, my kid is not scared of me at all. Like, not scared, doesn't respect, like, if I, and he wasn't like dogging his kid, but he's like, if I, say stuff we've talked about all the time. And I actually said, well, I have a coworker that I work with. I didn't say your name.
Yeah.
We both talk about this all the time, how I'll look at my kids like, on my face, I feel like I'm like being stern. And they just laugh at me.
Yeah.
Not Ezra, mm-hmm. but like.
Then that kind of contradicts what you just said, because it's like they're weaker, but yet they are stronger with the parents. So it's basically what's happening.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah.
And so they're disrespectful. Yeah, but that's still braver. Definitely kids are braver with their parents now, but not with other people.
I don't think it's braver. I think it is disrespectful.
Well, where did it come from?
That's, I don't know. I don't know.
And there's a lack of intimidation.
Yes. 100%.
And maybe because I didn't spank the kids. I mean, every once in a while with the hand.
I thought you did. I thought we were on the same team.
No, I got spanked.
Oh, I got spanked. Yeah, I spanked
my kids with my hand. Yeah, but up to a certain age, but not a lot.
I don't anymore because it hurts me more than it hurts them.
Yeah, like Ezra, we don't.
Yeah,
we just spank Ava and Eli a little bit, mm-hmm. but not with the belt or anything like that.
No, it's I don't know where it comes from because
every parent I talk to says the same thing. It's like their kids just don't. Not the way I felt towards my dad. Like, I was scared. Like, he never.
No.
But it was like, if he told me to do it, I'm like, yes, sir. It was a level
of respect.
And my mom, too.
Mm-hmm.
I would never talk back.
Mm-mm. With Landon, he's now 17, going 18. It's even harder for me because, one, he's 6 foot something.
Yeah.
Two, I see, like, videos of him and his friends boxing in parking lots. I'm like, my God.
Full-blown
punches. I'm like, oh, my
Why?
God.
Yeah.
And then three...
So you know he can take you out.
Well, I would do my wrestling stuff because I would go after his life.
Oh, you go low. Yeah. Literally go low.
Yeah. He's just like, I reverse psychology at all the disappointment that I could possibly have in my life, because I think that always affected me the most when I disappointed my parents more than if they just yelled at me. I disappointed my dad for what my actions. But I think he's numb to that now. Mm. So now I'm just resorting to, like, kind of like we do with government. We take away federal funds from the state. I take away funds.
This is a whole new level of working it in there.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. a whole new.
No, it's not.
We're talking about parenting, and you go government.
Yeah. If I see one side or the other.
You don't have
But it's
to.
Still political. You don't have to take a stance.
We know what side you're on.
I'm refusing to fund Landon's stuff if he does continue that.
I don't believe it for one second that you stand by that.
I'm about to.
I bought him a third car. You're not getting a fourth. You're not getting a fourth until you're 18.
The nail in the coffin was I spent 2 hours after I just did it a week ago or two cleaning his disgusting bathroom and room.
Yeah.
His bathroom's attached to his room.
You cleaned his bathroom?
Oh. Spent 2 hours cleaning the hell out of it.
Yeah, you tell everyone how you're laying down the law.
Yeah. Hold on. Ooh, I'll show you.
You're getting big, man.
I'll do it for you.
You're literally scrubbing his skid marks.
You're like, I'm in charge.
So you see how that's so disrespectful. And literally,
yes, I agree.
2 hours later, he ran into the house and half hour he left saying he's going to go play basketball. I don't know what the hell he's doing. And I go up to the bathroom. I have photos of it. I'm going to show you.
Ooh.
Stuff laid out all over the bathroom, all over the room, like a tornado went through it. In 30 minutes, I just spent 2 hours cleaning it. That pissed me off. So I said to him, I'm going to defund him.
Mm-hmm. Defund the Landons.
I'll turn his phone off right now. I'm getting worked up.
But then I'll turn it back on when Carol tells me to.
Yeah. No, Carol's for it too. She says he never gets any discipline. It's hard to give him discipline because he's never really gotten into any trouble. He's not a bad kid. He doesn't go out.
Yeah, he's like a mild
kid. That is disrespectful.
I don't think that I ever, because with my own children, I think about how, I mean, at the age of 8, we were doing our own laundry.
Yeah.
We were.
Oh, really?
Like loading and unloading the dishwasher.
Yeah, true.
It took was, hey, unload the dishwasher or, hey, fold your laundry. I mean, that was all it took.
Right.
And I have had certain moments where I'm like, okay, I'm teaching my kids how to do their laundry today. And it's like,
I think
I don't have the patience for this.
I don't have the energy.
I'm tired all the time and I don't teach them how to do it. And so then it's just easier for me to do it myself.
Yeah, because after you open the dishwasher, like, everything's dirty. Or they didn't do it right,
they're never going to learn because we're not teaching them.
Exactly. I was like, Eli, your job, and we do have chores because we've read all the studies of chores make for better kids and adults.
We have
all
the charts and all the things. Yeah.
And he's doing his chores. Your chore is to clean up the kitchen. So that includes taking the trash can out of that's in the kitchen and emptying it out to the big trash can, wiping off the counters, doing the dishes. And if you keep up with it, you don't have to do it every day.
Right.
I mean, it's not as much every day. And so he's like, oh, okay. And so then I go to look for a dish. Like, the plates are where the pots are. The pots are where the plates are. The toaster is somehow in the oven. I'm like, what are you doing?
I'm not kidding.
I know.
The toaster was in the oven. He's just like, because I was like, if you don't hurt the cleans, you can't go play with your friends. So he's like, throwing stuff where I can't see it.
Yep.
I clean up. What's wrong, bro? I feel like the counter's clean, right, bro? I'm like, the toaster's in the oven. What are you doing?
That is so true. You don't want to do, Landon does his own laundry because we make him. We just refuse to do it. But then he's blocked off, so nobody else can do laundry because the stuff just sits in there the whole time.
Yeah.
Trying to pull it out wet, and this is piling up over here. It's like, damn it. I'm going to have to invest in a washer and dryer upstairs in the room.
That's what it's come to. I know. And I will say, one of the most shocking things that has ever happened to, I mean, this has just happened very recently. I don't know what got into my children. I don't know what they were hoping for. I don't know what they were working for. I don't know. But out of nowhere, I was sitting on the back porch one day and they closed the door to the porch and they're in the kitchen scrubbing dishes, putting things away,
wiping
down the baseboard areas, wiping. And I thought, they know how to do this stuff. They know how
to
do it.
What's that all about?
I don't know. It was very, very scary.
Oh, man.
I appreciated it, but I was also very nervous for my life.
Did you reward them for it?
I think they got to eat dessert that night because they gave it up for Lent.
Okay.
So I was like, well, you guys get to have dessert.
I do like that.
But the point that hit me the hardest is that they know how.
Yes, they just don't want to do it.
They just are not doing it. And so then it becomes a battle between the two of us, or the three of us, I guess, about who has the most energy. And they win every time.
They know how to do it, but it's almost a laziness. For instance, there's a check that my mom sent Landon for Valentine's for $20. $20, not too cheap, just for
Valentine's.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's
sure. So nice.
Get anything for Valentine's.
He is too lazy to cash it. It's been sitting there. I keep saying, can you cash them? He's too lazy to, take a photo of it.
Can he just take a photo now? You don't have to go to the bank.
It's just sitting there for $20. I'm like, I'll take it. Yeah. I will take the money. I'll do it. If they're too lazy, think about this. If he is too lazy to cash the check that I've repeated remind him about that's sitting in his drawer, he's going to be way too lazy to wipe something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And or do it right.
I know.
Yeah, it's tough.
Tough. This is why we feel like failures. This is why.
Yeah, we're all too hard on ourselves. Maybe in some instances, maybe we should be harder on ourselves. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that, I think I've given myself a pass for a long time. Of like, you're too hard on yourself. Take a break. And then I realized my kids,
Not to belabor the point anymore, but I was dropping, we were going to my mom's house after, we're going to get ready to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It seemed like getting the kids ready for church, I feel less righteous that 30 minutes about to leave. I feel like I'm yelling at everyone to get dressed.
The things that I say beforehand.
I don't know where my I said, you're supposed to lay out last night. We've talked about this every week. Oh, bro, I don't want to wear those black socks. I'm like, come on. But as we're going, because he's going to go to his mom's after everything, he had his PlayStation that he takes back and forth, 5 and all this stuff. And he did something that just really upset me. And I just hit the button on the car, the door opens, and I'm like, I didn't say a word, just grabbed the PlayStation out of his hands. And I'm like walking into the house, trying to find a place to hide his PlayStation. And we're going to be late for church because I'm looking for a place that he hasn't found it before.
Uh-huh.
And I'm putting it above, the dishwasher and the thing. And I look behind me. He followed me into the house to see where I was hiding the PlayStation.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just feel insane.
I know.
And they're good kids. We love them.
Yeah, they are. But, also can be very disrespectful.
Very.